Here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 26th of March, 2015. It's the birthday of Tennessee Williams, Thomas Lanier Williams, born Columbus, Mississippi, 1911, author of more than 24 full-length plays, including A Streetcar Named Desire and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Tennessee Williams, who said, "I have found it easier to identify with the characters who verge upon hysteria, who were frightened of life, who were desperate to reach out to another person. But these seemingly fragile people are the strong people, really. A high station in life is earned by the gallantry with which appalling experiences are survived with grace." It's the birthday of the poet A.E. Housman, born in Worcestershire, England, 1859, author of the 63-poem cycle A Shropshire Lad, which includes Loveliest of Trees, The Cherry Now is hung with bloom along the bough and stands about the woodland ride wearing white for Eastertide. It's the birthday of Erica Jong, born New York City, 1942, grew up on the Upper West Side, went off to Barnard, edited the literary magazine there, best known for her novel, 1973, Fear of Flying, about Isadora's quest for a truly pure, guilt-free sexual encounter, a book that has sold 20 million copies. It was on this day, 1920, that This Side of Paradise was published, which launched the 23-year-old F. Scott Fitzgerald to fame and fortune. He finished the book after he got out of the Army in July 1919 at his family's home on Summit Avenue in St. Paul. And it's the birthday of the poet Robert Frost, born in San Francisco, 1874. His father died of tuberculosis when the boy was 11. Three of Robert Frost's children died, one from cholera, one from fever, one from suicide. His wife died young of breast cancer. Frost spent 12 years on a farm in Derry, New Hampshire. He got up early in the morning to write poetry, and then he worked on the farm. He wasn't a very successful farmer, but then again, none of his neighbors were doing very well either. It was a bad economy, the soil was poor, but his neighbors thought he was lazy because he liked to sit up late at night and going out to work when the spirit moved him. He sold the farm in 1911 and moved to England, where he wrote some of his best-known poems, including A Road Not Taken. And a few months after arriving in the country, he published A Boy's Will, 1913, and then North of Boston the following year, which sold 20,000 copies and made him famous. Frost said, "The core of all my writing was probably the 5 free years I had there on the farm." He also said, "In 3 words, I can sum up everything I've learned about life. It goes on." Here's a poem by Robert Frost entitled An Equalizer. It is as true as Caesar's name was Kaiser that no economist was ever wiser, though prodigal himself and a despiser of capital, and calling thrift a miser. And when we get too far apart in wealth, 'twas his idea that for the public health, so that the poor won't have to steal by stealth, we now and then should take an equalizer. An Equalizer, a poem by Robert Frost from The Poetry of Robert Frost, read by arrangement with the publisher Henry Holt and Company, LLC. Here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.